We've got Rocky. Go ahead, Rocky.
How you doing there, Anna?
Hi,
My
Rocky.
question is, we've been talking about the two states and the counties, and my question is about the seals. And in Wisconsin, you had a discussion with them where the State of the Union would not have the county lines going through the seal. And I want to know if that is true for our State of the Union seals should not have, excuse me, the county lines through them.
The State of the Union should just be the state outline. The county should just be the county outline. And that way you make it clear, if you want to have a seal or a symbol that shows the county within the state as part of the Union state, you could do that. There's really no reason why you couldn't. I've seen it done where there was an embossed seal where the county was uplifted out of all the different counties in the state. You can do that. But just for simplicity's sake, it's simpler if everybody adopts the same convention of calling it the Union State of Nevada, for example. Or, I had the exact verbiage worked out here, and I'm for some reason. But yeah, you can just describe the Union State, right? And you can also just describe the county as Jefferson County. The simpler is always the better.
Exactly. Well, what I was thinking, because we would have three different seals. One would be the county seal, which would be just the county. The national state, which would be the state with the counties in it. And then the state of the union would be just the state.
Well, actually, what it is, it's the county, the union, and then the state of the union. So it's the county, the union state, and the state of the union. That's
And
how it shows up.
each one of those we could tell by the seal would be different, is what
Yes.
we're trying to do.
Yes, they
And
are all different.
and then on that same note of talking about the seals and the wording on it, like on the county, you would just put soil. And then the State of the Union, right now we're using land and soil. And what we're thinking is should be really land and sea. And the Union state or the Union, the national state, whatever, the second one would be the really the land and soil.
Well, the reason that it comes across as land and soil is that the two are inextricably bound together in our system of law. The county can't go anywhere without the underlying land, and the land can't go anywhere without the soil. So just as land and soil are inextricably combined to produce what you are walking on at the present moment, the two things are inextricably combined. The Union State and the State of the Union go together like the right and left hand of the same organism. And so they're forever together. And that's the perpetual union that I think misled the whole argument in the southern states over the perpetual union. Because by nature, land and soil are united. There really isn't, it's an arbitrary and artificial demarcation that is created in law, but otherwise doesn't exist in nature. We could just dismiss with the whole idea of soil being different than land and still have land, right?
Can you come here a minute, dear?
So,
Yeah, I
anyway,
need you over here.
anyway, what we were
I have a
thinking though
problem
is
too.
because the State of the Union is really dealing with international, which would be of the sea, for what I think.
As well as
That,
land.
huh?
The State of the Union deals with land and air and water.
Right. So wouldn't the seal basically say that, like land and sea or land and whatever?
Well, it could, but you have to realize that you're dealing with two venues. You've got land and soil as one venue, and you have sea as another venue, and you have air as a third venue.
Right.
So it makes more sense for the Union state, if they have a sea jurisdiction that's operant, to have a seal that is for the sea. You see, we have American Admiralty as well as American commercial law. We have American land law. We have American soil law. And all these are essentially different venues within a jurisdiction or venues outside of a jurisdiction. So, you know, whether you just have the one seal, which I find convenient, of the State of the Union, which comprises all those jurisdictions, right? Or not, is it just makes it more complex to have different seals for all the different venues within the jurisdiction, and it confuses people. It's just like all the business of, you know, do you use red ink or blue ink?
Yeah.
You know, it gets to be more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, but I was just trying to stop any kind of confusion on what jurisdictions each one of these, you know, like the United States and the State of the Union's and the counties in. And normally the seal would kind of say their jurisdiction. And that was the reason why I was saying, like, the State of the Union would be more land and sea, and the Union state would be land and soil, because they would be in between that. But I could be wrong. I mean, I'm just throwing out to see if we can make something not so confusing on who's where and which place we're talking about.
Well, the union state is really all soil. It's all just all the soil jurisdiction of the counties all melded together.
Okay.
You know, it's really the Union state and the State of the Union together representing the land and soil, right?
Right.
And, you know, the fact that the State of the Union may also have duties on the sea or in the air is really, you know, something that you know about the Union state, but it's more, I think it's more profitable for people to think of it in terms of national and international.
Right.
You know?
So if we do a seal for the Union state, would it just be soil, or would it be soil land?
It would be just soil.
Just soil. Okay.
And that, it would be representing the national jurisdiction of your entire state.
Okay. I think that cleared it up for me. Thank you very much. We were talking this over, and it was just getting confusing on what seals we need for what and what they need to say on them. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to do everything right. So we'll make sure that it represents what we're trying to say. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that you cleared it up. I yield.
Good.
Thank you, Rocky.